Good morning. Coming up on 1010, and since it's the Thursday, we get to talk once again with Becky Barnhart of Coffeyville Friends of Animals. Good morning, Becky. How are you doing?
Doing just great, and good morning to you.
Yeah, good to talk to you again. I know we got you on a Wednesday, of course, with the holiday last week and everything, but good to talk to you here on a Thursday.
Yes, and we've got a busy weekend in the community of Coffeyville and surrounding areas.
We do. We do.
I've been listening this morning, and I'm going, oh, my goodness, you just almost have to put it all in a hat and draw out something and say, this is what I'm going to do.
And get this hour, I have about 15, maybe 10 to 15 more pages. I'm not kidding.
My goodness.
That's just for the other area, you know, for the region.
Sure. Well, one of the important events that's going to be taking place this weekend that's near and dear to my heart will be the open house that the animal shelter has, and it's always the Sunday afternoon after the Christmas parade, and it's during our regular working hours from 1 to 4. And what we do is we dress up for Christmas. They'll get the shelter all dressed up for Christmas, and we have punch and cookies available, and a lot of our people that are extremely loyal to us will come in and want to visit the animals that are there at the shelter and bring a donation, just stand around and visit and talk. And most of them have adopted from us, so they want to share their stories about how great their new pet is doing or how the pet is doing. So it's a wonderful afternoon. It's just a lot of fun to come out and look at the animals that are out there. And just, it's a meet and greet type thing. Tour the shelter. If you've not been at the shelter, this is also a good afternoon just to come out and walk around and see what we have. We're really the kitten puppy room is pretty empty right now, which is yay. I mean, that's never a sad thing for us. We've had a lot of adoptions in the last few weeks, and it's been mostly in the kitten puppy room and small dogs and cats. So we are very full in the large dog room. So if you're looking for a larger dog that's maybe a little older or just going to be a bigger dog, you really need to get out to the shelter and look. We've got some lovely, lovely dogs. Some of our staff has been posting on Facebook and doing even little videos of these dogs just to show you how mannerly they are and how sweet. Be a good time to pick out a larger dog if that's kind of what you're, you know, some people like the large dog, some like small. So and we have it all. we have it all. The adoptions this last week, again, you just can't believe how heartwarming this is for me, week after week, to be able to talk about adoptions, because there will be periods of time when I'll say, I'm sorry, we didn't have any. But this past week, we've had quite a few. We've had, for the cats, we had Charlie, Jesse, Luke, Asia, and Bobby. I mean, that's fantastic for cats. Sometimes cats are a little bit more difficult to adopt out. And so this is just great news. And then for the dogs, we had Ace. Ace had been in a foster home, and a family from Caney saw a video of Ace interacting with the family, came over and adopted Ace right that day. And Ace got to go home right then because he'd already been neutered. He was a beautiful black lab, beautiful dog. And then we had Lola, and Lola was a beautiful border collie, Australian Shepherd, sorry. And she was beautiful, young, sweet, going to make a great dog. She was adopted. And then just yesterday, little Jasmine. And Jasmine was a white and black terrier, very sweet. The last weekend that I worked at the shelter, I decided to work in the small dog room. And I don't do that very often because I really enjoy the larger dogs. But I thought, you know, you need to kind of circulate around. Jasmine was a wonderful little dog. So there we are with these great adoptions, and some of them were puppies, but some of them were older dogs, some of them were kittens, some of them were older cats. So that's what I said time and time again, you know, if you're really interested in adopting, I'm sure we can fill the bill for you. Some of the available dogs, and I only usually talk about three, but as I said, if you would go to our Facebook page, if you go to CFA, you will see some pictures and videos of some of our dogs that have been there with us the longest period of time, and they're wonderful dogs. They're beautiful dogs. They've just been overlooked. I know off the top of my head, there's a black, I think she's a lab pit mix. That is one of the sweetest dogs. Her name's Ebony. She is a sweet, sweet dog. but just been overlooked, you know, as we've talked about. If they don't have sometimes that sparkling look on their coat or something, they get passed by. Hank is another great dog we have. He's a year old. He's a Beagle Shepherd mix. He is our longest resident that we have at the shelter right now. So he's ready to get out of there and be at someone's loving forever home for the holidays. He's been with us since the beginning of September. So as you know, in shelters, that's a long time to be in a shelter. And it's a good environment, but it's certainly not the best. He weighs around 40 pounds. He gets along with other dogs and cats. He's a real sweetheart. He loves to play fetch, or he just would like to lounge around in the house. So Hank's a jewel. You need to check out Hank. And there's Ebony, which I already spoke about her briefly. She has a great, she's about 2 or 3 years old. I guess I didn't tell the age. She's black in color. She has a great demeanor. She loves everyone that gets around her. She doesn't really like loud noises. That seems to kind of make her a little nervous when she hears those loud noises. She gets along well with other cats and dogs, so she just needs a home before Christmas. And then we have Mars. Mars is a five-month-old, so we've got a young one going here. Mars is about a five-month-old male. He's a Beagle Shepherd mix also. He and his litter mates have arrived at the shelter a few weeks ago. They just need to get out and stretch their legs. He's got a beautiful brown and tan coat, and he smiles when you approach, you know, you go up to his kennel, he'll smile at you. Mars is cool. Then, for our cats, we have Emmy. Emmy's a year-old female tortoise. Emmy is a talker. She is the sweetest thing. She, when I was in there cleaning, she would just talk to me practically the whole time. I always had her paw sticking out, you know, trying to get my attention. Great, great cat. Only 5 months old. He and his litter, they got there a few weeks ago, so he's ready to go home. He's not, he's a little nervous and fearful at first, but then after that, he's fantastic. And then we have Tito. Tito is a year-old male tabby. He is also quite a cat. He likes to nap, you know, real close to the gate or the kennel door so you can reach out and pet him and love. He does enjoy his treats. And then he also doesn't mind just lying around and just be a cat. So those are the animals that I kind of wanted to feature. We still have our white kittens, those beautiful, beautiful kittens. One of them did get adopted, but they're white with just a little bit of yellow and brown or black on them. And we kind of named them after trees, but you can name them anything you want. One of the staff members had their little five-year-old son in last weekend, and he wanted to hold one of them. So we chose the one that we thought was the calmest. That kitten just curled up in his arms and just slept. It was very, very sweet. Of course, he didn't want to take the kitten home. But Mama said, no, not this time. So that kitten is still there and still available. And as I mentioned, don't forget about our open house this Sunday. Wonderful. We'd love to see people come out. But another special feature that we're doing this year is Mandy Ferguson will be out at the shelter to take pet photos with Santa. And there is a cost that's involved in it. It would be a digital copy of your pet. It would be for $15, or you could just pay $10 and then leave a donation item. And we also, this is new to us this year, and I think it's a fantastic idea. We put up an angel tree there at the shelter. One of the staff members did a little video and showed the tree and then showed the pictures of the animals that are featured. And then on the back, they just placed a few items that might be fun to buy for that particular animal. It's really cool. And they put it to the music, I'll Be Home for Christmas. And it's almost kind of a little tearjerker in a way. But, you know, if that helps get our faces out there, then we'll do it. But anyway, that's something else that we're doing. So you can come out and take a pet a picture of one of those animals off of our tree and then go to one of the local stores and buy some treats and bring it to that animal. That, I think that's a very cool idea, as I said. Some of the staff members came up with that idea. Very, very giving. And also, if you're still wanting to know what kind of treats and things do we need, we're always low on bleach. And the blankets are very needed this time of year because the shelter is warm. But, you know, they are on a cement floor, so sometimes that can be a little bit cooler. So we're providing really the thicker, heavier blankets at this time for them. So if you've got some old blankets that you'd like to donate to the shelter, if they're large, we just take them and pet them, you know, and make them to the perfect size bed for our pets. So we are there Monday through Friday, 5 to 7 in the afternoon. Saturday and Sunday, we're there from 1 to 4. Our telephone number is 620-252-6060. We're located across the street from the Water Waste Treatment Plant. That would be the county road right before you get to the South Coffeyville Bridge. So anyway, we're geared up for Christmas. We're excited for Christmas and hoping everyone will remember and come out and spend some time with us at the shelter.
Well, that's so great, Becky, and I'm glad that you pushed the open house because it's going to be such a great event, and that's going to be your normal Sunday hours, 1 to 4 p.m., did you say?
Yes.
Okay.
1 to 4, yes. Just regular hours, and, you know, just drop in and say hello or walk. A lot of people just like to come out and also tour the shelter.
Yeah.
Even though we've been there many years, it seems, there's still people that haven't been out there for whatever reason, but... This is a good time to visit. It's really pretty.
Yeah, well, I'll try to make it out there. I think I might have some time, so I'd like to go see
Yay.
It for myself too. So.
Oh, I good. I'd hope. I'm glad to maybe I'll. Well, I will be there, so maybe we can actually meet.
Okay,
at that
absolutely.
Time.
I'd be all down for that. Well, Becky, I really appreciate you coming on, and again. Folks, make it out. Plan to come out to Coffeyville Friends of Animals this Sunday from 1 to 4. It's going to be a great open house, and we hope we have a lot of folks showing up for that. And just check out our local animal shelter because you guys just do a great job, and we really appreciate all the work that all of you over there do.
Well, we appreciate it very much, and yes, we try very hard to do what we can. And don't forget, you can also bring your pet and then get a picture with Santa. So that's As I said, that's something new. It's always fun to try new things and see what works. And I know this time of year, it seems like everyone is busy and there's lots of ways to donate. It doesn't matter how you donate. Just donate to something. You know, just pay it forward.
Absolutely.
Make the world a better place. Absolutely.
Yeah, we will really appreciate Becky. And I look forward to seeing you on Sunday and chatting again next week.
All right. Thank you.
All right.
See you Sunday.
You have a good one. Take care. Bye-bye. All right, Becky Barnhart, Coffeyville Friends of Animals here on the Mighty 690. We'll return with more Open Line right after this here on KGGF.